And it is Angels of Long Island.
Log Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Strategies of Success. You know, success comes in so many different ways. So many different ways. You know, we talk about the fact that you have to know who you are as you move forward, because once you have a clear-cut knowledge of why you're here, of what your destiny it is, of what you're really looking to do, what group you're looking to serve, that really truly becomes that quote-unquote secret of success. And we have an amazing event coming up November 9th, and that is through the Generosity of Success Hub. It's called the Secret Knock. We have three speakers coming from outside of our area to give their presentations, and the three of them are absolutely amazing. One of them is Frank Shankwitz. Frank is the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So he'll be talking about that connection that we're supposed to have with the nonprofit community and how important it is as business owners to be connected, but also how important it is from a personal standpoint, and that why. And I know so many of us are involved with some charity, some nonprofit, some organization from a personal standpoint. And it, you know, and that's what makes it true. That's what makes all of us really who we are. And there's a benefit on the business side of things, too. You get the PR stuff. But if you're involved with a foundation, a charity, for the right reasons, man, that's perfect. And everybody sees that. So you really need to do that. The other speaker we have is Ron Klein. Ron Klein is the inventor of the credit card strip. He also has automated the New York Stock Exchange, was very instrumental in the multiple listing services for real estate. Phenomenal. What are we going to pick up from Ron? Well, we're going to pick up from Ron that idea that there are ideas that are in your head that need to be acted on as business owners, as family members, as friends. So important to go out there and do. The man that is behind the Secret Knock event is none other than Greg Reed. Greg Reed is an absolutely phenomenal and fascinating individual. Author, filmmaker, motivational speaker, and the book that has caught the attention of Mike Aharoni, who really was the one who said, man, we must do this on Long Island, was the book called 3 Feet from Gold. 3 Feet from Gold. And what that book is all about is the fact that you are so close many times to achieving what it is, but we stop. Why do we stop? Man, that's a big question. And sometimes it's a lack of confidence that gets in our way. It's listening to too many people. It's not about following who you are. It's not about following your own instincts. It's not about following your desire to go out there and do what you are best at doing. And that is why I'm really excited to let you know who our fourth speaker is from Long Island, our very own local phenomenal and fascinating Janet Russell. And Janet is joining us today. And Janet, you know, you talk about somebody who is following who they are meant to be and what we can learn from that and who we really need to focus on when it comes to our own skill sets. You are an unbelievable example of something like that, where you found that natural ability and you do what you do as a psychic, as a medium, hosting TV shows, producing. You do so much. And it all comes right from the heart, and I'm really thrilled that you'll be our speaker from the local community representing Long Island's best. So, Janet, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for asking me. I'm honored, to be honest. And, you know, when I was asked to do this event, I was, like, thrilled because, you know, the best of the best. My God, I couldn't ask for anything better, really, you know. And I know you a while, Brian, and I know you're out there and you're doing your share and you do so many good things as well, you know. And, you know, it's not about the money. It's about paying it forward. It's about doing what's right in your heart, you know. And a lot of people don't get that. They just, you know, it's about... You know, we're all God-fearing individuals, you know, and I always feel God puts us in the proper place at the proper time. And I am so blessed by the people that I've met, by, you know, just things that have literally been handed to me in the palm of my hand, like speaking with you now. I mean, this is great. Yesterday I was the Fair Media Council, and I spoke there. And the other day I did a fabulous event for my friend Debbie Loesch. Just a shout out to her. She runs Angels of Long Island, and they do so many good things. And, you know, you want to just help people that want to help you. And when you have people that they don't expect anything in return, just pay it forward. You know, it's such a blessing. I am so honored. You don't even want to know how much, Brian. I so appreciate all you do. And I'm excited about it as well.
You know I want to know. I love that. You know, and also when Mike came to me with the idea of doing this program, mm-hmm. from the Speakers Bureau standpoint, from my own standpoint, because the Speakers Bureau is obviously an extension of me, I thought it was perfect. You know, because
yes.
we do need to be a part of the different nonprofit mm-hmm. world, and I am. My wife and I volunteer with an organization. Mm-hmm. We do need to look at things differently because, well, you know, it used to be every 5 years you reinvent yourself. Well, the world is moving
right.
so darn quickly.
Yeah.
It
yes,
seems like that's
yes,
been
yes.
kind of brought up. And it's not even reinvent because who you are is who you are, but adapt to
right.
different sets of circumstances. And obviously the motivation side of it. And the Speakers Bureau represents all three of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we need to be motivated. We need to have the knowledge. That's where Laurent Klein comes in. And we need to be part
yes.
of the community, which is without
totally.
A doubt where Frank
comes in. You know, I was so impressed to be asked. And then, of course, with the founder of Make-A-Wish, come on, could you get any bigger and any better than that? That's fabulous.
No.
You know, I do so many fundraisers, and I try to give back. I just raised $8,000 about a month ago for a little boy. His grandmother had come to one of my events, and she said they needed a minivan, you know. And I said, wait a minute now, I'll help out. We raised $8,000, just me. I was so honored because the little boy was born. There's only two kids in the world that was born with no neck muscles, and this was one of them. So when she called me the following day and told me, you know, that we raised that much money, I was like, you have to be kidding, because I don't ever ask, whatever God wants to plan, whatever path he wants to put us in, you know, and he sees all, and you know, and I really think us being together on this fabulous, event, it's going to open up the world wider for you, wider for me, wider for everybody that's going to be there. You know, and I know they're still selling some tickets. I don't really know how many are left, but I know
not many.
You know, good. That makes me happy.
Yeah,
that
no,
makes me happy.
It really truly is limited seating. You know, we could fit
mm-hmm.
100 people, and that's what it's going to be. And
fabulous.
You're all right about the benefit. I mean, there's always the individual benefit of listening to people
mm-hmm.
and then putting those things together. But you know, we'll be there from 6 to 10 o'clock at night. So the presentation is
right.
going to be part of it. You know, we'll have a chance though to really interact with those that are attending, and that
mm-hmm.
in some respects is probably what's going to really make this event. It's those that are attending, those that see the fact that you do have these three different styles of speakers
mm-hmm.
that are participating
mm-hmm.
with their own levels of expertise. So I do expect it's going to be the best of the best, not only on the speaking side of things, but the attendees. And it's those
exactly.
attendees that really help us move forward and accomplish
oh,
different
totally.
Things. And you're a great representation of that, involving yourself
oh,
with different
you.
Networks and different groups
mm-hmm.
of people. And we have actually one of them, Debbie. You know, you mentioned about the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Well, I mention that a lot, right? It's like the right people here. And Debbie from the Angel Network is here. And Debbie, I want to thank you
Angel
so much
Long
for joining
Island.
Us.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a...
Debbie
it's a
does
free...
so much... You know how I met Debbie? I saw her on News 12, and I was so impressed that I called her, and I said, you have to come on the show. And we became fast friends, and, you know, I helped we did the things over in Bellport where she gave so much, and she still gives so much. Debbie, tell them a little bit about what you do, because, you know what, the audience is very wide here, and, you know, I know that you have other people in many, many locations all over the, you know, New York and other states. Why don't you give them a little shout-out? Do you mind, Brian?
No, please do, because it's what
fabulous.
It's all about.
Okay.
And that's what the whole event
fabulous.
Is really going to be all about.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I thank you. I love just telling people about this fantastic group. We started exactly a year ago, and just with a dream, and a thought that, you know, the name of it is the Angels of Long Island, and we felt that we all could be angels to one another. By just simply showing random acts of kindness and paying forward, just stuff. We've become such a society of me, you know. And so we started with just one family and a dream that, you know, we could help that family if we pulled together. And we started a group, and we started it on Facebook. And we put out a need that a family has, and if somebody can meet that need, they step up. So in a year's time, we now have over 37,000 angels, and we have blessed thousands of family just by making it tangible. We put out what somebody could use, and somebody has that item, and they get it to us, and we get it to that family. And, you know, in that year's time, the growth has been and the response has been the people that give are happier than the people that receive. We became nonprofit. And, you know, we do many events, many, many events. Most of them are free events, back to school. We did a code drive. Right now we're in the process of doing that. There's three exciting things, you know, with the holidays. We're collecting codes again. And then on December 3rd, we set up on Main Street in Patchogue with a couple of other groups. And, you know, we do hot food and music and, you know, last year I think we gave out over like 300 and something coats and hats and gloves and scarves. We have a toy drive going on right now. Last year we were able to adopt out 169 children, which was phenomenal, being we had just started. You know, this year we're hoping to, you know, even do more. And then we do the re-gift and drive.
The back to school, I know myself, I think I packed like about 300 backpacks and they were gone in what, in a half hour?
Yeah,
so amazing.
That was, we did a huge back to school event where, and back to college. So people bought their gently used clothes and shoes, and we had all brand new school supplies, and we handed that out to, you know, just sometimes when you have more than one kid, it gets very costly buying, you know, clothes and sneakers. And so we were able to bless a lot of people that day. But my favorite one, the project, is we do a re-gift and drive. And I say we all have that shelf in our house of items that we received that we just didn't like, maybe the lotion and the something that we never opened, the scarf, the pocketbook. And we saw that stuff on a shelf, and then, you know, people re-gifted. And so we asked for those items, those re-gifted items, and we give children right here in our communities, you know, all around Long Island, you know, whoever we can reach out to, depending on the amount of stuff we collect, we give them the joy of giving, where they get to pick the gift and wrap it and give it. And, you know, that was a great, great, great turnout last year. So we're hoping for the same this year.
It is, and it makes the kids feel, wow, look, I got something for my family that I might not have been able to get. That's
a lot
of
kids, yeah, they don't get the joy of giving.
Yeah.
I was involved with a toy drive last year where I was actually at the event handing it out, you know, and it was amazing because the families that showed up, man, they were dressed impeccably. They were so thrilled about every aspect of the whole thing. And you are right, you gained so much more by participating in these things, and it's great. And Debbie, I definitely love to thank you for your timing on this thing because, you know, today's house cleaning day. So I'm going down there.
Well, gee, that works out for people who have a little extra something that maybe they can send for the gift.
I don't know
perfect.
What your audience is, but, you know, this is really prayed up, you know. Like I said, we're new. So when we started this, we had no idea it was going to grow at the speed it's growing. And we do this out of our home. So, you know, we are in the process of trying, but at the very beginning, you know, because we had to become nonprofit and nobody will talk to you unless you have a 501c3. And
correct.
So we're trying to, we finally got a trailer donated, which I'm so excited.
That was
because
a blessing,
my house,
yeah.
Yeah, my house started looking like an episode of that TLC show Hoarders.
Yeah.
Because we have to get these, the donations come in every day in abundance, and we get them out, but sometimes it takes some time to get them out. You have to sort them and sometimes wash them. And so we have a 50-foot trailer now that these two gentlemen that are a member of my group, you know, God just puts people in our lives
that
came over. They totally gutted the trailer, you know, and now we're at the point where we have to renovate it so we can have shelving and spots to hang clothes and places to store things. So they gave me a list. So, you know, I do have the list out there. If anybody's a member of the group or they want to be, it's, you know, it's on Facebook. Look for us, Long Island Angels. And you know, we're praying up these donations of supplies that we need.
What we also need, though, mainly is what we talked about was basically a van that you really, really need to, you know, to deliver some of these things, you know, where you're using your car, and I know your car is almost like falling apart. So, you know, I think the next big prayer that we really need is somebody to maybe one of these, dealers that, you know, auto dealers that maybe want to donate a minivan or a van to you, and we could put Angels of Long Island on the side of it, you know, and this way people see, you know, that you're growing and you're growing, because we did really put it out about getting that storage unit, and you got a beautiful, it's humongous, and thank you God for sending it to us, really, truly,
yeah, that was
really,
a
really,
blessing.
Truly. You
so
know, when I went over
there
and saw it.
Any of the auto dealerships or anybody, yeah, the used cars, they have a van that they want to donate, they could do that. I know a number of folks that are in their car wrapping or van wrapping business. You could do that. And that van, proudly sponsored by whomever donated it, and, of course, whoever wrapped it. And that works for absolutely everybody. You know, that stuff is great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So you know, it is paying it forward in a blessed way, too. That's what I love.
Absolutely. Debbie, what would be the website that they would go to in order to get in touch with you?
Our website is www.angelsoflongisland.com. You can also find us on Facebook, which is where we do the group, if they want to actually see what we do and the needs that we put out there daily and how they get met, because that page is phenomenal. It humbles me every day. Mm-hmm. And that's at www.facebook.com/groups/Long Island Angels. And that group is, that's the group that started with just my friends and my daughter's friends. And in less than a year has 37,400 and something angels.
That's great. And of course,
and
anybody donates
Debbie,
anything, it's all shared.
And I met Debbie watching her basically on News 12. Where I said I have to get this lady on our show, and she's been so kind enough, she has been on it, and you know, I loved it, so I had to get involved with it. So it's all good stuff.
That is it. That's the
way. You know, I'm very selective on the people that I work with. I'm very selective.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met her and I saw all the good, I says, come on now, you know, we have an avenue to get all the information out there where a lot of people don't. But me with my TV shows and you with your, you know, with the access to what you do, you know, it just takes one person sometimes to help that other person. It's
absolutely does. But Janet, we have somebody else that's calling in, so let me, I just want to ask you a question before we do that. And Debbie, I want to thank you so much, for what you do, and hopefully you'll be able to make the event on November 9th. So before we bring on the next caller who's calling from 631-379, I want to ask you, when you were originally approached by, it was Mike, you know, with the event, you know, we have somebody that's speaking from the charitable standpoint, another one on the invention, another one on the motivation. You're coming from, you know, the intuitive,
totally
the psychic
different
level.
Space.
You know, so it was like, my initial thought, it was like, wow, what's the connection? So from your point of view, what did you see as the connection with the event, besides phenomenal people and all the rest of that?
I was honored, number one, when I saw, you know, the guests. And then I actually met with Michael, you know, and we talked. And as I was literally speaking with him, his grandfather came through so strong, and he just looked at me like in awe, like, how the heck do you know that? I had mentioned an item that he was carrying, and of course, this was the first time I met Michael, and he sure enough took it out of his wallet, you know, whatever the item was that I had mentioned that Grandpa had said, always keep this with you. And then his grandfather's very proud of him, because basically, he's really following in his grandfather's steps. So, you know, when you have someone on the other side that, you know, that comes from there, and when I'm a medium, I was a letter carrier for 25 years, and I tell people that, you know, that I'm still delivering the mail, but in a different way. I am just as amazed when I basically do my sessions, because I never know who's going to come through. You know, it's basically prior to me going to an event, I will literally write down the names. I will connect. I'll take a nap prior to the event, and then when I wake up, I always say, all right, guys, give me your names. And they will give me the names, and when I get to an event, I will basically say, well, you know, this name or who's connected to that name. And not all the time. I can't guarantee everybody there will get a message, but those that were supposed to, I'll give you just something that happened the other day. I did an event out at Vines and Hops, and a little shout-out to them out in Riverhead. They're a great, great place, and we did a little psychic event. It was no fee. We just invited whoever wanted to be invited in, and there were two people that walked in, didn't know anything about it. They looked at me like, what are you doing? I said, you're supposed to be here. Sure enough, there was a message for the young man that came through. His son came through so strong, and I kept feeling like I'm tumbling, and the back of my head. It ended up where his 19-year-old son died. I think it was maybe 5 or 6 years back. I'm not sure the exact actual time. But it ended up where he was on a four-wheeler, flipped over four times, snapped his neck, and died that way. So he, you know, there's no way that I would ever know in a billion years. They weren't even supposed to be there, but they were sent by those on the other side. So when people are, you know, believe me, I'm very humble. I love what I do, you know, and it brings a lot of closure to people, and that's the key, you know. I don't care, you know, what a person's beliefs are, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just that there's a way to get through to them. I am more amazed than anybody, to be honest, because I will question it, and I do believe in God 100%. You know, I give him the glory, not me. I'm still delivering the mail, but in a different way, you know, really. Right. So, you know, so to me, I'm just, in God's way, I'm paying it forward. I don't know if you're aware, but I actually died 9 years ago. You know, I had to stop working in the post office in 93. I had congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, and two heart attacks. And I actually saw myself in the palm of Jesus' hand. And my doctors came in. They were amazed that I was still alive. And I'm like, well, I guess God's got, you know, something planned for me. I don't know. And then 9 years ago, I had a massive heart attack. 98% of my heart was blocked, and I actually flatlined. It was actually April 7th I had the heart attack. April 9th, I actually died. And now I'm a proud owner of a defibrillator, a pacemaker, and a stent. So then me being the kind of person that, you know, I've got to keep working because I love what I do, I was ready to go back to work 2 weeks after this, and then I fell and broke my ankle. In 5 months, I was homebound. I had a rod in my leg, and I said, well, you know what? I guess I needed to rest up. So when we get these little messages, you know, hey, slow down, slow down, slow down, there's reasons. I truly believe that. Either, you know, it's either we're going to grow in a different way or new opportunities coming our way.
Right.
So I never
anymore. You obviously got some big messages that you needed something other than a
phone call.
Oh, yes,
that's the only way I listen. That's the only way I listen is when I get the big messages. You know, but it's so good. I love it.
That's good.
Actually, we're going to be doing another live show November 27th at the Vines and Hops. So I'm sorry, not another. We're going to be doing another show. I'm going to be doing a live TV show on November 5th in Riverhead. So if there's any, you know, any of our listeners here that want to be come in and be part of it, I'm hoping to do probably my psychic show will be live, where it will be a call in. But I also do other shows. One show I just did. Because I feel like we need to let people make aware of what's out there. I just did two shows on drug addiction. I did one on domestic violence. You know, I do many different shows. I do a show with my co-host Marcos Papa Date. I always get his name. It's Papa Datos. We do media magnets where we go to different locations and we interview many of the people in the entertainment field. He's like the number one in his field. So that's one other show that, you know, that we do media magnets. You know, I do my other show is Janet. Well, my main show is Janet Russell Presents. But I have so many, different opportunities where I like to put people on, like I had on Paul Pachter. I had him on last year. He was on with, Danny's last name is going to kill me. But Danny does some videos of Love Long Island. But Paul is the head of Long Island Cares. So yeah. What better way to put it out there than someone who helps other Long Islanders?
A great way to put it out there, and I love the fact that you're so involved in so many things. You know, it's wonderful.
Well,
listen, Janet, we only have a couple of minutes left, so let me just let's just see who's on the phone here. So call up from 631-379. You still there?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
and who is this?
Hi, this is Kate Fox.
Hey, Kate,
how are you?
Another good friend of mine that does many for many. Kate, tell them a little bit about, I know Kate does a lot of stuff for breast cancer. She's actually a survivor. But she also works with, tell them who you work with.
Oh, I work with Pat Summers, the amazing recording artist.
And
he's a good friend.
Yes, we are, and she manages him. But I had just gone to an event with you not that long ago over in the Clarion.
We saw you.
That's right, and you were doing something with Pat for the breast cancer. So, and you're a survivor, so there you again pay it forward. It's all about helping others. It really is.
Our own personal stories is a lot of time what motivates us to go through, because it's a help that we get along the way when we're dealing with our own issues. So I think that's great. And there's quite a bit going on with the breast cancer walks. Actually, this weekend, tomorrow, in Stony Brook, there's a big walk down at the old Stony Brook Village. We have our walk with the CCFA, also same time, but everybody could support everything. So, Pat, you... your involvement, what exactly are you doing, promoting?
Kate,
I'm sorry. Kate.
What I do is I'm a three-year survivor, and I am a poet with two collections published about my experience. And so what I do is especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I was very lucky with my lack of need for a lot of treatment. And so I just will promote wherever I can. I have a lot of people in my network, and I do featured readings. Actually, I have a reading tonight in Port Jefferson for breast cancer awareness, and I have a book signing coming up next week, and I donate proceeds from sales of my book to my various charities that I support, because I'm so lucky to be here that I have a big fat mouth, as Janet well knows. So I tell people about what I was blessed with, and help anyone who is a little bit less fortunate, or help anyone who needs even the littlest bit of information.
Right, yeah. That's the key. And I know Pat, she manages Pat. Pat's got a son that has autism, so he really supports, the autism groups. I try to stay with people that help others. So, and she manages him, and he was here basically, to support her as well as what he's involved with. So we're involved with a lot of great, people that are in need and that we have to help. It comes down to that.
It definitely does. And those are the people with the right attitudes with everything. And as much as, that's very, everybody's very involved with the nonprofit world, helping others.
Yes.
Same thing holds true in the business community. Those that really understand that this is not a one-person show, that we are all there to support each other, to help out in various different ways, even if we're somewhat competing against each other. Those are really, truly the people that achieve that entire level of success. And it goes beyond just making a dollar. It really comes down to becoming who you really, really should be. Hey, Kate, I really want to thank you, for calling in. Love to have you on as a guest at some point in time, including the Angels of Long Island. We'll have them on, too, so everybody gets a chance to promote what it is that they're doing and give everybody an opportunity to help out with everything. Janet, we have a November 9th event, 6 to 10.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be a load of fun, and we're going to meet all kinds of people like Debbie,
All positive people. That's the important thing. All good people.
Oh, that's exactly it. And wait till you hear Greg Reed and, his whole story. It's really one of those phenomenal things. As with so many of us, we deal with the different challenges throughout life, and then we come out on the other side of it, you know, enjoying success. But it's that enjoyment of success is not just for ourselves. It's for everybody that surrounds us. And that's what that whole event is truly going to be like. So thank you so much for joining us, Kate. Thank you very much also. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for asking me. I'm so honored.
Ah, absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. So, folks, go out there. You know, support these different things, of course. Find that nonprofit that you are really connected with and get out there. So not only are you helping people that are part of that community, but you're going to wind up helping yourself in ways unbelievable. All right, so we are looking at the Secret Knock event, November 9th. All you're going to need to do is put in Secret Knock Launchpad or Success. You'll find out all about it. It's in Westbury, November 9th, 6 to 10 p.m. Three phenomenal speakers. It's $49, and I can tell you, it will be a night that is going to change your outlook if you're having any kind of an issue with anything. And it'll also be a night that you're going to find people that are going to help you achieve success like you've never seen it before. My strategies of success is to surround myself with wonderful people like Frank, like Greg, like Ron, and like our wonderful guest today, Janet Russell. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you November 9th, and keep finding those people that help you and help them back.
Thank you again. I'm blessed.